Welcome back. This week, we are going to talk about what you can do when your profit isn't high enough on Etsy. How can you fix this problem? We're doing a five-part series that reviews all the Etsy financial mistakes and how to fix them, and this is part three. So let's dive in. Okay, this is such a common problem. You have sat down and calculated how much profit you're making on your items, and you've just figured out that if you want to make any decent amount of money every single month on Etsy, that you need to sell hundreds of items, and you're like, oh my God, how am I going to make hundreds of sales every single month? This is a problem that a lot of my sellers run into, especially those that are selling in lower cost brackets. So if your item is under $10, I can almost guarantee that you're in this subset of people. And it's really scary because it's like maintaining hundreds of sales per month is a huge burden. What if you go on vacation? What if there's a traffic dip? What if somebody changes an algorithm? What if your item goes out of vogue? How are you going to make up all that money in a single month? Look at how much work already went into what you've already done just to get where you are now. Nevertheless, where you would be if you were making 100 sales per month. So it's kind of crazy. So there's a few things that you can do to take action and make sure that your shop doesn't fall into this subset of shops that basically aren't making enough profit to subsist. So a lot of times you'll see these shops on Etsy, they'll be kind of like super duper cheap. They'll be probably crazy popular. You'll be like, how is she making so many sales? And a lot of what most people don't realize is she's making so many sales because she's paying a small fortune for Etsy ads or promoted listings, and her items are making her a dollar profit a piece. So those 50 sales she made yesterday, she made like, you know, $10, $15 off of that. And that's really terrifying. Don't get yourself into this situation, kids. Legit. It's the worst situation to be in. So one of the best things you can do when your profit isn't high enough is sit down and think for a minute. What does your shop sell now? What items could complement what you're currently selling? I strongly advise anyone in this situation, if they're not already digital, to think about digital items that you can create. And there's a reason, because digital items take up your time once, and then you just sell them over and over again. You don't have to make them again. You don't have to do any work. They just, you know, pop and boom, the customer gets them. Don't forget, there are tools you can use to customize digital items so you don't have to do it. So a lot of people sell digital items that need to be customized. So for example, if I was selling, say, a wedding invitation, I would maybe customize the digital version for the bride where it says her name and, you know, her partner's name and all this other stuff about their venue and all that other stuff. There are applications like Cordial, which is a really cool software application where basically somebody buys your item on Etsy and Cordial allows them to customize it themselves with no graphic design knowledge. All they do is they get your template and they literally click on the fields that you've designated to be editable. So like their names and their venue and their date. And they just add that text in and it automatically puts in all your beautiful fonts and styling, and then they can print it out themselves. So you don't have to customize that at all. So if you're customizing things for customers, using something like Cordial can literally give you all of your time back. That's how you can really benefit from digital items that are customized and sticking out. I'd strongly recommend that you search Etsy for Cordial, C-O-R-J-L. You'll notice a lot of people are already using it and they have this little sort of banner on their first listing saying, customize it yourself with Cordial. So customers know what this is and it's something that you can play with to raise the price of your items basically, because anything that can be customized should cost a little more. If you're not charging more for your customizable items, literally pause this podcast right now. Take a note or go to your Etsy shop and fix it, because there's no reason you shouldn't be getting paid for customization and for your time. And when we don't ask for extra money for these things, we're literally decreasing the value of all of our time. So as sellers, we really need to make sure that customers understand our time is valuable. And when we don't show them that in our shop, we allow them to basically get away with treating us like crap and saying, oh, well, I'm only paying $5 no matter how much time you spend on this. We don't want that. Nobody's happy with that. Don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to other sellers. Okay. We got off on a little sidetrack there, but we were talking about digital items. Almost every seller can find a reason to add digital items. In the last podcast, we were talking about our seller who did scarves. She found a way to add patterns to her shop for digital items. Our other seller was doing organizers. She found a way to make those digital. She also found a way to do digital download stickers, calendars, printables, all kinds of fun stuff that people could use that are related. There's a million cool printable things that you can add. I've seen people do party supplies. I've seen people do, you know, invitations, greeting cards, business cards. Obviously, digital download art is a huge one. Not to mention some really cool things like printable Halloween masks or little Christmas gift boxes that are literally just foldable. You print them out on pretty paper and you fold them into a little box. So if you're not sure what could work in your shop for a printable, search Etsy for digital download or for printable, and search Google for digital download or printable and see what's out there, because there's a lot more than you'd think. And you can teach yourself these things in order to figure out, you know, how can I add this digital item to my shop? Even if you're terrible with computers and software, there's always a way to learn how to do this, even if you draw it yourself and literally scan it into your computer. So let's talk about some other things you can do to increase your profit and make sure that you're making the money that you deserve on Etsy or wherever it is you want to sell. Aside from doing digital downloads and charging more for customization, which everyone should be doing, you can also look at alternative types of products. So my shop originally started out as a digital download art shop, but I found over time, since I already had all these designs I was putting on my art, that I could add that art to other things. So mugs and tote bags and pillows. And I even thought about t-shirts for a while. Like, you can go any direction with what you have. And once your items start selling, you'll know what's popular. So you'll know how to make more and you'll know what people want to buy. So the logic is, if this item sells as an art print, it will probably sell as a mug or a tote bag or a pillow or a t-shirt. And here's the fun thing. You can sell a pillow that has the stuffing in it for $30 or more. Your art prints, probably $10 or less. But when you're selling something for $30 or more, you're looking at quite a bit more profit. Adding more items and kind of diversifying what is in your shop, or even opening a second shop that is specifically designed to make you a different type of money. So we have a lot of sellers that have their I physically make and ship these items shop, and then they have a second shop that's just all digital passive income, so that they can run two things at once and always have two sources of income going. There's a lot of ways that you can take advantage of making more money online. Now, in the next episode, I want to talk about additional side income. Most people find a lot of different ways to make money on the side. Etsy is a great one if you're creative and you love to make stuff. It's also super easy because the startup cost is really low. You don't have to buy anything or invest in anything. You can just kind of start. But there are other ways to make income on the side with your existing Etsy skills, or even with skills that are similar. And you might be surprised to know that most Etsy sellers do this. Most people who work online have a lot of different sources of income. In fact, you may have heard the vastly overused quote that the average millionaire has 7 sources of income. And I would say the more sources of income I've created for myself, the more complex things have gotten. We'll talk about how to manage that in the next episode. But also, the easier it's become to continue making money. And it's like, if one income source fails, oh, well, I have this other one. So it's hard to get into a month where you're just completely screwed because you have things backing each other up. So for part 4, our next episode, which is a subscriber-only episode, we're going to be talking about my favorite ways to make money on the side. I've really perfected this. I really enjoy doing it. And some of it is super easy. Like, it's been running for 2 years. I haven't touched it since, and it's making me, you know, $2,500 plus per month. So these are definitely fun things that you can play with in addition to Etsy. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope this helped you come up with ideas for how to tweak your shop and make sure that your profit is indeed high enough. And I can't wait to chat with you next week about my favorite ways to make extra money on the side. Thanks for listening. Bye.